to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language. And they are never too young.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Traffic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing concerns of escalations between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon could spill over. The U.S. says it's working diplomatic channels to tamp down on tensions. The White House also denying claims by Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. is delaying weapons shipments. The Prime Minister also facing backlash in Israel. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is there.
We're seeing thousands of protesters once again marching from the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem towards Netanyahu's official residence. We were there a couple of days ago. These are people who want elections, they want an end to the war in Gaza, and they want the hostages home.
The White House says it's reprioritized weapons deliveries to countries putting Ukraine first, but says weapon shipments to Israel and Taiwan will not be impacted. Excessive heat advisories stretching across at least 16 states, causing cities in upper New England to open cooling centers this week. Fire crews in New Mexico still trying to contain wildfires, now blamed for 2 deaths. This is ABC News.
Ellen.
ABC's Jim Ryan. An artificial intelligence company is under scrutiny for how it handles news stories it finds on the internet.
Perplexity sells itself as an AI search engine that's able to trawl the web for answers to users' questions, summarize what it finds, and cite its sources. But now Forbes is threatening to take legal action against the startup after the news outlet found Perplexity replicated writing from its website without proper attribution. It also accuses the company of turning its stories into an AI-generated podcast and a YouTube video, all without permission. Forbes says it wants reimbursement for lost ad revenue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The first full moon of summer happening tomorrow night. It's called a strawberry moon. That name comes from some Native American tribes as it coincides with the short harvest season for strawberries. This year's strawberry moon arrives just one day after summer solstice takes place. That's today. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. they're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Guess what? Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 72.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A big day for Madison's Black community. Groundbreaking at the Center for Black Excellence and Culture. Founder, the Reverend Dr. Alex G., says it echoes the promise of Juneteenth.
We began this project on the backs and with the support of 300 African Americans.
Yes, we did.
We're the first donors to this project.
Yes.
The center will host a variety of programming and highlight the accomplishments and contributions of Black Wisconsinites. Honoring Wisconsin's first woman lawyer, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announcing the state law library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, who was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and eventually drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in the state.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on Daiwa, Daredevil, and Trilene, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools. Save on snacks, grilling gear, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through June 26th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We'll We're friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Durand, Arkansas School District is facing a possible budget deficit of over $560,000 for the upcoming school year. During last night's school board meeting, the board discussed the preliminary budget. Many school districts across Wisconsin are also facing possible deficits due to the drop in federal COVID aid. Last year, Durand, Arkansas received nearly $1.5 million in federal ESSER money. This year, federal aid is down to $317,000. It's still very early in the budget process. Administrators are confident they'll still be able to fill that deficit. The group that is looking to replace Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls closed hospitals is now looking for both patients and doctors. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative yesterday said it is now accepting community and physician members. Patients can join for $25 a year, while doctors can join for $100 per year. The new health co-op covers 15 counties in western Wisconsin, including Buffalo, Pepin, and Dunn counties. The teenager who dragged an 11-year-old girl behind a shed and raped her is heading to jail for 9 months. Barron County Judge Maureen Boyle this week sentenced Riley Tomse to 9 months in jail and 3 years of probation. Tomsev was 17 years old when he raped the young girl during the Harvest Days festival in the village of Brill. The girl told police that she did try to scream, but she said Tomsev held his hand over her mouth and threatened to kill her. Olmsted County officials are now preparing for the possible departure of County Administrator Heidi Welsh. Welsh has confirmed she's a finalist for the position of a county manager in Dakota County and is interviewing for that position next week. Welsh previously worked as a Dakota County Director of Policy and Analysis before taking a position in Olmsted County. Commissioners discussed the process of hiring a new county commissioner on Tuesday, noting it could take months to recruit and hire someone to replace Welsh. The shot clock is not coming to high school basketball in Wisconsin. The WIAA, the group that manages high school sports in the state, yesterday voted against adding a shot clock to games. The WIAA Board of Control voted 6-4 against the idea. Opponents worry about the cost to install the clocks and worry that smaller schools won't have anyone to run them. 29 states have shot clocks for their high school basketball games, including Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is getting international recognition for videography. The department won two Vidi Awards for outstanding achievement in video and digital production. The two videos that won awards are about properly disposing of batteries using e-cycle and another about properly managing chronic wasting disease. The Video Awards, formerly known the Videography Awards, judges videos from news broadcasters, freelance workers, and other entities based on their industry standards. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Truex and Small set for Loudon return. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Before every NASCAR race,
thank you all the veterans and those that are serving today.
We stop. We listen. We look to the skies. The awe-inspiring roar and thunder. To all those near and far, home and abroad, we thank you and we salute you with a little noise of our own. NASCAR salutes, together with Coca-Cola at New Hampshire. Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Last season, Martin Truex Jr. dominated in Loudon, leading 254 of 301 laps in the rain-delayed NASCAR Cup Series race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Winless so far in 2024, Joe Gibbs Racing crew chief James Small believes his driver is ready to capture his first victory.
Obviously, we've got the aero package and tire change different from last year, but you know, the first two runs there with the next-gen car, we've had really, really fast cars. You know, I think we have a good idea as a team of what, you know, Martin needs to get around there fast. It's just about us trying to execute and try and dial that in with this new car. And it's going to be different. It's going to be hot, slick, and just the way we like it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Traffic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Traffic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
The Brewers are in San Diego. Drink it in. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. After starting their road trip by taking 2-3 from the Angels in Anaheim, the Brewers head south to San Diego for tonight's series lid lifter against the Padres. Bryce Wilson will pitch against San Diego rookie Adam Mazur. Game time is set for 8:40. Meanwhile, Milwaukee's lead in the Central now 7.5 games. Second place St. Louis is hosting San Francisco tonight. A couple of afternoon finals to tell you about. It was the Diamondbacks beating the Nationals 5-2 in D.C. The Guardians beat the Mariners in Cleveland 6-3. To basketball, the Los Angeles Lakers have hired J.J. Redick to be their new head coach. Redick played for six teams over his 15 years in the NBA, including a forgettable third of a season with the Bucks in 2013. And Wisconsin volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield gets a raise. His base salary is now $575,000. There's also some incentives attached. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Winter sports changes are voted on, plus a review of spring sports tournament performance factor. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
The 2023-24 high school sports season is officially complete, but there's always plenty of news on and off the field of competition. At Wednesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting, the group reviewed proposals from coaches' advisory committees impacting season and tournament regulations for winter sports. A proposal that would have put the basketball shot clock to a membership vote was defeated by the board, as proponents of the shot clock will have to go back to the drawing board. Several significant changes are coming for the growing sport of girls wrestling. Next year, the WIAA will recognize a team champ based on points values awarded at the individual girls wrestling state tournament. Furthermore, beginning in 2027, the WIAA will add a girls' wrestling team state tournament. The number of regionals will also expand to 16 for girls' wrestling next season, and starting in the 2025-26 year, girls' wrestling teams will be required to only wrestle other girls' wrestling programs. Eligibility for the girls' wrestling state tournament will be afforded to only those wrestling on girls' wrestling teams, not those who may wrestle with a boys' team. With spring sports complete, we've totaled the tournament performance factor points to see which teams will move up next year, pending appeal. Head to wisports.net for the full breakdown. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. News broke last week that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has adopted a new management strategy that could increase the limit of pintails for waterfowlers, perhaps starting as early as autumn 2025. More details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. For the first time in nearly 30 years, duck hunters in the lower 48 could have the chance to shoot 3 pintails a day as soon as the 2025 to 2026 season. It's a possible outcome of an interim population and harvest strategy that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service intends to put into place. Sources are telling Outdoor News, however, that the daily bag limit for all seasons still depends on pintail populations and habitat conditions across central North America. The feds adopted their new interim northern pintail harvest strategy during the agency's regulations committee meeting on May 17th. For most of the past 30 years, waterfowl hunters in the Mississippi Flyway have been restricted to one pintail. The handsome dabbling ducks are especially popular out in the western and Pacific flyways among hunters. We'll know more about this possible increase in pintail bag limits. Again, wouldn't kick in until 2025 at the earliest, when the Fish and Wildlife Service releases its annual waterfowl population status report in August. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. 3 cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76 visit staples.com/print for details.
Now at O'Reilly, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2 times O Rewards points in store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Guess what? Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 72.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Welcome to a day after a holiday break. And unfortunately, we didn't come back with any sort of fire really under the market trade, unless you're looking at the negative side of what we saw. The cattle market, by the skin of their teeth, threw in some positives right before the close today. And so that's going to be an interesting, we're going to talk about that weird market vibe that's going on within this cattle complex. But there's a lot of influences from a grain perspective that are definitely weighing in, whether it's this weather-related market that ebbs and flows into the trade, or the fact that there was some changes that happened with China yesterday while our markets were closed. We're going to get all those details, and that's where we're going to start with Mike Zuzulo. Mike, of course, with Global Commodity Analytics. And let's talk about this China. And it happened yesterday while the markets were closed. I think kind of appropriate when it came from them, or timely, I should say. Let's talk about them changing their monetary trade. What does this all mean?
You know, Susan, I think this is an important time period for us in the farming community, in the ag sector, because we've gotten the crops in and we're back into a weather market. And I think we need to take a step back and realize, okay, after today, soft red wheat is back at its April levels. Soybeans made new 2024 lows. They're back to, in a lead month basis. November beans made new 2024 lows. On a lead month basis, they're back to the lowest since the end of April, early May. And so we are moving these charts and moving these prices into some pretty precarious positions. And we knew this was probably going to be the situation, in that it's an election year, in that there are strained relations between the United States and China, and in that the agriculture commodities have had a really tough time on the demand side of the ledger. And so we've had to play, for the better part of a year and a half, a weather supply game in terms of marketing. That makes it extremely volatile. It makes the rallies tend to come very quickly, and it makes them tend to go away very quickly. And we find ourselves in the heart of another one of these type potential pulses, if you will, of weather and supply, where we could be on the cusp of taking a lot of yield off of the U.S. corn and bean crop east of the Mississippi River. And what I mean by that is, the last 14 days, some areas, in a large area, some key states like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, even parts of Missouri in the northeast corner, have been in a situation where they've gotten 0 to 25% of their normal precip in the last 2 weeks. And that was after a very rough planting pace, very cool and wet situation. So it's a really tough situation in that area. The trade sees that, but they also see the weather models coming in and saying, we're going to get rains because there's a lot of humidity in the air. And that's what happened this afternoon in the noontime models, as both models kind of gyrated back to some rain chances coming in this weekend for Illinois and Indiana. And I think this is what we have to realize in the side of your question, why is China doing what they're doing? It's because they got to keep their position as the world's manufacturing facility, is the world's manufacturing exporting facility, essentially, and they can't lose that to Japan and or to any other Asian country. And so that just keeps pressure on demand. It keeps pressure on our dollar to keep going higher. The Chinese currency, you know, made a new 7-month low today. The Brazilian currency made a new 11-month low today. So I hope with our discussion today, the listener out there can understand why these types of things matter. And it's mainly because we're in a weather and supply driven market, and we don't have that demand underneath us except for the corn.
And you talk about Brazil, and it seems that that market, China, surprisingly, has had to deal with a lot of weather issues with them, and because of the wetness and the quality of the crop. So I think there's still that optimistic hope that, yeah, maybe they will come back to the States.
Yes, and right now, the only problem with that is right now, in some of their key major crushing areas, their margins are negative again. And I just got off the phone with a client near Pontiac, Illinois, and we were talking exactly about this. And I said, you know, the problem right now is the world soybean stocks are the highest ever right now, banging on 130 million metric tons, and it's almost 15 million more than the old high back in 2018. Stocks to use ratios for soybeans are the second highest ever, Susan. So unlike the corn and the wheat, which those world stocks to use ratios are at 10 to 11 year lows, the soybeans in this case are at a record high in pure ending stocks. And so China can turn around and buy a lot more, and that can get us some price stability. But what's going to lead us higher, in my opinion, ever since December, January, has been if we want a higher move in this market, it's got to be wheat and corn led, and then beans follow along.
So speaking of beans and wheat, I know this wheat complex at some point was kind of the pulling factor for corn and beans, but it seems like that may be starting to take a back seat as we see the rest of this trade week.
No, and I think that's the thing that puzzles me the most right now. I mean, I expected the wheat market to kind of give up after the end of May because of seasonality and because of harvest, but I was wanting the crude oil and the dollar and the bonds, those outside markets, to come in and support us. And the crude oil has been able to rally $10 essentially off of its low back on June 4th. But the dollar has stayed strong and the bond yields have stayed strong. And that has not translated, that crude oil rally has not translated into the grains. And so I do think the funds are starting to differentiate between copper and wheat in terms of what's going to get hurt in terms of demand. They probably look at copper demand better than they do the wheat, and that's something that we're going to have to fight through as well. So that makes it a lot more difficult on my end as an analyst to say wheat and copper tend to follow one another. Not so sure that's going to keep continuing to happen. It's still wait and see type of situation, but I'm glad you brought it up because it's definitely on my watch list.
All right, well, folks, stick around. When we come back, we're going to take a look as well at what this weather influence has continued to be for this market trade. And this isn't something that's going to go away like we've seen in past years. We'll also talk about the strange vibe that's happening within this livestock market, specifically on the cattle side. More is up next. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Mike Zuzulo. Of course, Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And let's talk about weather. It's that water cooler talk that everybody has been having. And I think right now I can say, for the most part, we've been pretty blessed in the Western Corn Belt with moisture. I know our friends in Oklahoma, not so much. And you guys in Kansas, I talked to two wheat guys that said, okay, it can shut off for a couple weeks, please. We need to get this harvest done. But then you look at the East Corn Belt, and I talked to guys in Chicago, and it's been 2+ weeks since they've seen any sign of moisture, and it's been hot. So, like you've been kind of talking all along, Mike, this is going to be a weather market, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and it should be, because, you know, we talked about in segment one about how tight the corn and the wheat supplies are globally, and there's a reason for that. A, the demand is not that bad. In fact, if you look at the world demand numbers, what the USDA would call in some cases total usage or total domestic usage, Susan, that is at all-time highs in some cases, or at least 25-year highs, modern-day highs at this point. And I think the other side of that is that we've also had significant weather issues in the Black Sea, in Europe, and even central China now starting to become something on my watch list. Northern India is starting to become something on my watch list, and parts of Australia as well. This goes back to this tight supply situation that the USDA has started to pencil in coming out of South America, coming in, coming out of Russia in this last WASDE report. But I believe there's more work to do in the corn. I still think that the CONAB numbers for Brazil are minor at 115 million metric tons for their corn crop in Brazil. CONAB is at 114 and a fraction. I haven't changed my numbers probably in 30 or 40 days at this point. I feel very comfortable that there's an issue out there of 7-8 million metric tons between what USDA is giving us and what we're looking at in terms of reality. And we still have big issues in parts of the Ukrainian corn areas and also the southern Russian corn areas. And as I said, other issues in Asia. And so I think this weather supply issue, because the United States has looked ideal. I mean, we've been 11, 12, 13% above last year's conditions, and we had good yields, really good yields last year. The trade's almost giddy at the yield potential that we may have here. So this weather means a lot because we're expecting a lot out of this crop.
Well, and I think it kind of loops back around to what we were talking about in the front half of today's show, is that the theme of 2024 is also going to be hard demand year.
It is, and I think that goes back to the election. And I think that the not just the practicality of the U.S.-China trade relationship getting tough at this specific spot, but also the who's going to win the presidential election here in this country. How does President Xi, he's going to have a great big meeting right now, a plenum meeting, as they call it, and he's going to really spell out a lot of what's going to happen in the next year, 2 years. I don't know how much we're going to find out about that and, you know, in the public, but it's a big deal because there's a lot going on politically, and obviously what we have in the Red Sea, what we have in Ukraine, Russia, and what we have in the Middle East. I mean, you're feeling like you're back in the 70s right now, if you're in my shoes, or early 80s, high interest rates and a lot of guns and butter spending and a lot of volatility in the geopolitics.
All right, let's talk about this strange vibe and seems to be happening within this cattle market. And it's not just you and other commodity folks, it's cattle producers as well that are kind of feeling it too.
Yeah, I would say that in the last 2 weeks, I've had more cattlemen and cattlewomen come to me and contact me probably in the last 10 or 12 months, wondering about how long this rally can last. I think they sense something and they smell something, especially in the feeder cattle market, and they tend to be right. And so I trust their nose right now in terms of what they're probably smelling. And so I think we do need to be on very high alert in the feeder market right now and watch very closely the commitment of traders data and how long the funds maybe get. What I'd like to see happen, Susan, is the fat cattle go higher in the futures, meet up with the cash trade as we get into July 4th holiday, that last big push in the price action, thanks to a very strong seasonality in the summer grilling seasonal peaking. And the feeder cattle come along for the ride in that, and the hogs don't hold us back, and the corn market doesn't hold us back. But I'm asking an awful lot, especially that very last piece of the puzzle, and that is the corn market. And so I would say feeder cattle clients need to be very much aware of the corn drought in the Corn Belt because of the way the funds trade that feeder corn spread and feeder corn ratio. So getting hedges in place in 2 weeks would not surprise me at all in feeders, buying corn needs for the rest of the crop year or the rest of the calendar year, however you want to do it. That would not surprise me either, depending on what Mother Nature brings us.
Well, it definitely is going to be an interesting trade. We've got a cattle on feed report tomorrow. Mike, having said all that, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best way is globalcomresearch.com, globalcom with two M's, research.com. Take a look at the product services, sign up for a two-week free trial, or call me on the toll-free number on the website.
All right. Thanks so much. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa.
There's a new strategic partnership in the world of liquid transportation fuels. Oil producers have partnered with ethanol producers to push for a Senate bill that would put more biofuels in the nation's gas tanks. I'll have more when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. For decades, the oil industry and the agriculture industry have disagreed about biofuels, ethanol in particular. Which makes sense, because every gallon of ethanol in the fuel supply meant one less gallon of gasoline. But now, with the Biden administration pushing for half of all vehicle sales to be electric by 2030, both groups have realized they share common ground. Currently, most gasoline sold in the United States contains 10% ethanol, known as E10, and seven states require ethanol to be blended into the gasoline supply, as it does reduce carbon monoxide emissions and in some cases is required by the Clean Air Act of 1990. Ethanol proponents have long argued that higher blends of ethanol can provide even greater environmental benefits, but federal law prohibits the sale of higher blends during the summer months without a waiver from the EPA. Since 2022, the Biden administration has granted that waiver on an emergency basis each summer, but the industry has not had any legislative certainty. One way to provide that certainty would be to change the law, and Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska has proposed legislation that would do just that, with both agriculture and oil interests lining up to back it. The American Petroleum Institute, the largest trade association of the oil and gas industry, has partnered with the National Corn Growers Association, the Renewable Fuels Association, and other ag groups to promote the use of ethanol as a way to decarbonize the fuel supply immediately. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says biofuels can be a powerful weapon to slash carbon emissions, and that the country is decades away from an all-electric passenger car fleet. Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, said this is the first time in 20 years these different groups have come together to push for a common interest. Though there is pushback, independent oil refiners say the legislation benefits large oil companies predominantly, but the coalition of agriculture and oil interests is optimistic. I'll have more details when we come back.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 30th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Oil producers and farm groups have come together recently to back a bill that would allow for year-round sales of gasoline with 15% ethanol, or E15. Brooke Appleton, vice president of public policy at the National Corn Growers Association, said the two groups have a lot more in common than they probably thought they did. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and Friday, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Warm low tonight in the mid-60s, muggy with a high near 80 Friday and pockets of heavy rain. Storms around again Saturday, more heavy rain possible, a high into the low 80s. Beautiful Sunday, sunshine and a high again, low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 72 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand up. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me, it could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second
a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through, just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, a chrysalid dude, lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young this damn old. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
dirty gold mornings? Should I look for rainbows or wait for the rain? Is happiness on the highway or is it parked in the driveway? Should I lean on you, babe, or should you lean on me? Am I looking for comfort? Am I looking for an escape? Am I looking for you? Am I looking the other way? Settling in a